This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Chris just tried to fool me again and tell me it was Thursday, but he can't get one by me. We have an incredible hour coming up. We'll get to some emails and we'll talk about the state attorneys general. I'm upset about that term in a little bit, but I want to discuss something. There are some things in life that are beneficial and harmful. I'll tell you one thing about me. I have an obsessive personality. That can be a superpower sometimes, and sometimes it can be awful, absolutely awful. When I get on something, whatever that something happens to be, I can't get away from it. Now, if that's something, look, the history stuff for the show. Why would I even come up with these subjects? How do I dig into it? Well, I'll just find a topic in some way. Maybe I'll read a reference to it somewhere or an article about it, and it'll fascinate me, and I will go deep in, and I will obsess over it. I will read everything I can get my hands on. I'll watch everything I can do. I want to know everything I possibly can know about it. I'm supremely obsessed about it. Now, that's good for the show, right? You like that. You like that I talk about it, that I learn about stuff. As far as the show goes, it could be good. You know what I did on Sunday? Not this last Sunday, the Sunday before. Remember, I did last week, I did a bunch of World War I stuff, the Italian campaign of World War I. You remember all that stuff? On Sunday, we went to church, came home. I think we went out to lunch, if I remember right. We came home. And then she wanted to do some family stuff. She said, hey, why don't we play a board game or something like that? And I'm usually okay with that. Oh, well, I love family stuff. It's just board games or hit or miss. But I said, no, I don't want to do that. Said, why not? I need to do more World War I stuff. I have these things. I have a bunch of different things I want to read. I have like 100 pages left in my book. And I just flat out abandoned the family in the house for like 3 hours. I said, I'll see you guys in a little while. And I just closed myself in and just obsessed with it. Okay, so our best things can be our worst things, right? We've talked many times before about communists and how good they are at creating idols, symbols for people. They're really, really good at it. They will hold somebody or something up and they'll say, look at this person. This person is the source of all of your problems. This is the devil. This is the one you can blame. Donald Trump's the perfect example. They have spent so many years, Trump's the devil, so many years all over media, all over everything, that now every single Democrat in the United States of America believes Donald Trump is a Nazi. They just believe the most insane things in the world that aren't even close to based in reality. And you could pull up a video right now and show your liberal Aunt Peggy that Donald Trump did not say Nazis were very fine people, and she would still refuse to believe it because it has been etched in stone in her mind that he is the devil, he is the source of all her problems, and whatever negative you can say about him is obviously true. It's sick and it's wrong, but it's extremely effective if you're a political movement. Extremely effective. Because what it does is it motivates people and it gives them something to rally against. There is a benefit in getting people's eyes focused on something if it makes them angry and motivates it. I used this example before, and it's true. You've probably heard of this before. A football coach, Ohio State, my Ohio State Buckeyes, if they lose to Michigan, which sadly they tend to do a lot now, if they lose to Michigan, what does the weight room coach, the strength and conditioning coach he's known as, what does he play in the weight room the entire offseason? A continuous loop of the team losing to Michigan. Oh, you're thinking about wussing out on that last rep at the squat rack? Look at the TV. Look at the TV. Look how weak you were. You lost. You lost. You lost. Michigan sucks. Are you going to let that happen? It gives people something to focus on and be motivated by. That's a fact. There's a benefit in that. It's why they do what they do. And they do the same thing holding up these idols, these symbols for people to worship. You've seen it so many times. They did it to great effect with George Floyd. George Floyd, it's so absurd that I can't help but laugh about it, but I really have to applaud the communists. They really did a fantastic job. We all woke up one day and we saw this video, this cop, he's on his back, he's got his knee on there, and the dude is sweaty and looks helpless and miserable, and it looks like he's dying. And it created negative emotions in people initially. Even if you didn't run to social media and say something dumb, it didn't look great. But it didn't exactly take a lot of digging to figure out this is a really bad guy. This is a criminal, hurts women. This is a bad guy and a lifelong bad guy, a bad guy everywhere he went, a bad human being, and died of a drug overdose. The cop did not kill him. He died of a drug overdose. There are still to this day multiple statues of George Floyd in different cities across the United States of America. He had how many funerals, Chris? Were there four of them? He had four different funerals. I live in Houston. Yeah, I believe he was originally from here or something like that. He had a funeral procession in Houston. It's all across the country. They gave something for other communists to rally around. Look at this. Look at this symbol. This is a symbol of the right, of all that's evil, that cops are bad, of America's racism. Look at George. Look at George. It's ridiculous. These symbols are ridiculous. And in fact, we'll get to one in a little while. These symbols are ridiculous. They're crazy. They don't make any sense to anybody who's logical and thinks through things. But they are extremely effective. But your greatest strength can become your greatest weakness. Trump deported an MS-13 gang member. Not an American citizen. A man who had a sitting deportation order. American Democrats and members of the media have decided that this human being, he is their new symbol they will get people to rally around. And the problem with that is if you choose the wrong symbol, it can have the opposite effect of what you're looking for. I'm going to play you a couple different things. The first thing I'm going to play you, this is Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat. He flew down to El Salvador today. He announced yesterday he was going to do it. Today he flew down to El Salvador to try to get a meeting with El Salvador's president so he could pick this MS-13 gang member up and bring him back into the United States of America.
I just landed at the airport in San Salvador a little while ago. I'm now en route into the city, looking forward to meeting with the team from the American Embassy. After that, I hope to meet with some high-level government officials from El Salvador. As I've said before, the goal of my visit is to talk to people here about the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. I told his wife and his family I would do everything possible to bring him home.
How effective has this campaign been? Because this has been, what has it been, 2 weeks now? The American media can't stop asking about it. Judges keep trying to bring him back. Everybody keeps trying to bring back the MS-13 gang member into the country. Well, here's how it's working.
To NBC News, there's a growing number of voters who are identifying with the MAGA movement. From January 2024, it was 20%. March 2025, it is 36%. So we're actually seeing the country kind of moving in these opposite directions. Lots of fire and energy on the left, but on the right, more and more Americans are comfortable saying, I'm MAGA.
Donald Trump is 100 days into his presidency. This should be the end of the honeymoon phase, and he's more popular now than he was the day he was sworn in, and Democrats have dedicated two straight weeks to defending an MS-13 gang member. Sometimes the ability to create a symbol for people to rally around, well, it can kill you if you pick the wrong one. Oopsie. Couple more things on that, then emails. Next.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday, a hump day, reminding you you can download the whole show on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So after I'm done doing what I'm about to do, we're going to move on and we're going to do some emails and move off of this. But what I'm about to do is heavy, okay? It's heavy. It is. Because of what happened at the White House during the press conference today. So I played for you right before we went into the break. United States Senator from Maryland, Chris Van Hollen. He's been ranting and raving for 2-3 days about the MS-13 gang member that got deported and how he wants him back home. This is the communists' new symbol. This is what they're rallying everybody around, the gang member. Okay, that's all that's bad enough, all that's gross enough. You probably, maybe you remember the story of Rachel Morin. Rachel Morin was a mother. She went out for a jog in Maryland one day, had a boyfriend who finally reported she never came back. And look, if you're a woman, just going off the women I talk to, this is on the short list for what's your nightmare, right? What's your nightmare? This is one of those things that's on the in the back of the mind of every woman who's ever lived, right? What if you're alone and a violent, evil man gets his hands on you? And Rachel Morin lived it. A monster, an illegal who shouldn't have been in the country, got a hold of her, dragged her alive after he attacked her, dragged her deeper into the woods. You can use your imagination. She did not die quickly. It was not pleasant. Well, it doesn't matter the age of your daughter, your child. No parent ever wants to bury their child. And I can only imagine, and I hope I will only ever be able to imagine, but I can only imagine burying your child is bad enough. But how many times would you replay in your head if your child died like this, what they went through before they died, right? How many times would you have that? Look, recently I lost my father, as you know. I've talked about it before. I'll tell you, just being very honest, I've had moments where, one, I'm glad he went in his sleep, but two, I hope he didn't wake up right beforehand or something, right? Like I just hope that, and I know that's dumb. Maybe it's dumb to think like that, but I hope it was just went to sleep and that was it, right? I hope he didn't wake up and was in pain or scared or something. That's my dad. What if it was your daughter? So Caroline Leavitt brought Patty Morin, Rachel's mother, the young lady who was killed, assaulted and killed, brought her mother into the press conference today. And She spoke for a little while, but man, here she was.
To have a senator from Maryland who didn't even acknowledge or barely acknowledged my daughter and the brutal death that she endured, leaving her five children without a mother and now a grandbaby without a grandmother, so that he can use my taxpayer money to fly to El Salvador to bring back someone that's not even an American citizen. Why does that person have more right than I do, or my daughter, or my grandchildren? I don't understand this.
It should be noted, in case you're wondering how committed the communists are to their new symbol. Remember, they've decided this man's the symbol. Everyone worship him. Everyone rally around him. It's being reported by the White House's very own Stephen Chung that CNN and MSNBC cut away from the press conference when this mother was speaking. So highly invested and protecting illegals that they cut away from the press conference while this mom was. That's, look, we are dealing with evil, okay? Not good and bad. We are dealing with evil here. There are demonic forces at work on this planet, and they most definitely are at work inside of this country. But this is what we're up against. And my heart breaks for that woman for a variety of reasons, not just the obvious ones, but the last part of it, when you can tell. I mean, she's probably not a highly political person. You can tell. She's like, I don't understand this. I don't understand. It can be so hard for normies. It can be so hard for them to grasp how deeply evil the modern Democrat Party is. It's hard, even for people like you, like me. It can be hard to accept that we share a country with some really evil human beings. Genuinely, deeply evil people. It's a lot to think about. I'm going to move off it. I'm going to do some emails. Let's laugh a little bit or talk about whatever's on your mind. I want to move off it. We'll get back to Letitia James getting potentially busted. Before we do that, I got this email. Hey, Jesse, I think all these idiots vandalizing and terrorizing Tesla vehicles and owners of Byrna should team up with Tesla and provide a Byrna launcher for each vehicle. You know what? In fact, that reminds me. Ladies, fellas, I'm going to set you aside for a moment. Sorry. But ladies, Byrna has something new out right now, and I want you to go buy one. It's a compact pistol launcher. Compact. Compact. It's about the size of a smartphone. Now remember, these are non-lethal, so they're legal everywhere. All 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. Ladies, I'm talking to you. Get it in your purse. When you're out for a jog, out for a walk, going to the grocery store, just running up the road, your Byrna pistol launcher, your new compact Byrna pistol launcher goes with you at all times so you can stop a monster from hurting you. Get a discount, BYRNA, Byrna.com/Jesse. Byrna.com/Jesse. I'm not asking, I'm telling. Go get one tonight. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Turn it off, Chris. Just turn off that sorry music. I don't want to hear it anymore on the show. Remember, we read your emails here on the show. Chris reads them all. I read the ones that don't suck. Let's move on to these. Jesse, I really enjoyed your discussion the other night about how we have faggins all over the place worming their way into seats of power. It was highly intellectual and maybe the most brilliant radio I've ever heard. Along the same lines, could you please explain one more time the significance of caucuses in Congress? I have five sons, three of whom are teenagers. I think would benefit from that important civics lesson. Thanks. He says his name is Jonathan. Well, again, let's just rewind really quickly. You remember Linda Fagan? She was the commandant of the Coast Guard. I bring up her name because, remember, the commandant is the top dog. The top dog, the top dog of the Coast Guard. By the grace of God, she was just let go 2 or 3 days ago. This is what she cared about.
We currently have nearly 40% women enrolled at the Coast Guard Academy. I'm really excited about the talent and the diversity that I see coming through the academy.
And there are fagins everywhere in this country now. Top to bottom, they're throughout the government. Every single portion of the chain of command has faggins in it. The FBI. Did you know this? You want to hear a frightening stat? You know, Christopher Wray bragged that 40% of the FBI, they're new employees that came under his watch. Those are all faggins. You know they are. Virtually every one of them is a faggin. We have a lot of work to do. Now, that brings me to your point about the caucuses. Here's how Congress works. Because we hear about this caucus or that caucus, the Black Caucus or the Freedom Caucus. But here's how it works in Congress. It's not enough to go there and be one really loud voice. What matters is how big your caucus is. That's what matters. If it's just you, you don't have any real power because you're not a voting block. Remember, a caucus, that's the portion of people who generally vote with you where they can count on you. If there's one good person there, that's not a big enough caucus. That's a tiny caucus. He's not going to be able to do anything with that. When we send groups of good people back to Congress, what happens is our caucus grows. And once our caucus grows, then we can inflict pain on the losers on the other side. The bigger our caucus, the more pain they have to go through. Congress is a caucus measuring contest. And for the longest time, if you want to feel good about something, for the longest time, we didn't get this at all. And so we'd send this guy, but no help, and this guy, but no help, and this girl, but no help. We finally came up with the Freedom Caucus, which started small, and then over time it started to grow and grow and grow and grow. Now the Freedom Caucus stands tall. It needs to be even bigger than it is now. Congress is about the size of your caucus. We have been outvoted because the rhino loser establishment types in Washington, D.C., they have had the largest caucus for a long time. Their caucus is shrinking. Their caucus is shriveling up while ours is growing. Feel good about that. Yes, we still have all kinds of traitors in the House of Representatives. It's shrinking. In the Senate, the evil caucus, it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. If we can manage to run John Cornyn out of the United States Senate next year, and we have an opportunity to do so, that will really, really shrivel up the evil GOP caucus in the Senate. Congress is a caucus measuring contest, period. Jesse, I see a lot of people on the right saying we should have no problem giving trials and due process for all the illegals like the Maryland man, since it should be easy to prove in court they're illegal and deport them afterwards. How do you recommend discussing due process for illegals with normies/rhinos? His name is Daniel. Well, okay, first, let's remember. If I take over guarding your home and I spend my first night bringing in 30 of the most vicious gang members I can find. I bring them on purpose into your home. What do you need the next day? The next day. You need all 30 of them out immediately. What you don't need, and in fact, what you cannot afford is, well, look, we're going to work on it. We can't do it all at once. Look, there's a right way. We want to make sure we're doing this the right way. We don't want to do it the wrong way. That's not who we are. Let's slow down. Do it the right way. We cannot defeat American communism if we are going to use our own rules against ourselves, our own values against ourselves. If we're going to allow them to use our values against us, we will not win. We will fail. If the demons in the Democrat Party are going to bring in 20 million barbarians in 4 years, and then the right is going to sit and twist itself up into knots about the due process of this illegal or that illegal, we will lose, period. And look, whatever argument you email in, I will disregard it because it's wrong. It's a fact. Because you will email in something like, well, what about this part of the Constitution? No, you don't understand. Whatever your argument is against what I just said, it doesn't change this fact. If we are going to be slowed down deporting the barbarians that they bring in, we will lose. We will. There's no saving the United States of America if we're going to do it that way. You cannot do it. They bring in 20 million people, they fly them in, they bust them in, they pay for them to stay here, and then we get elected. And, well, I mean, did this guy get enough due process? I know he wasn't a citizen, but I'm really not comfortable where we sent him. We did it too fast. We can't win. And maybe you would argue that it's not right. Look, I'm not actually arguing that. Okay, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I'm not telling you you're crazy for that. Maybe you argue that it's not constitutional. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. I would argue with that, but maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is whatever reason you use to justify slowing down deporting illegals, we've lost. If that's what we're going to do, we've lost. And this is why the communists have been so successful tearing through this country, because they don't touch the brakes. They got elected because they had a doddering old fool in the White House, and there were no brakes. They found themselves using your money to create a downloadable app so illegals could schedule their illegal entry into the United States of America. Democrats are so evil, they use your money for an app like that. If we are going to try to combat that level of evil the right way, we will lose. Winning against that level of evil is all that matters. The people who are here must be gone. What's the process? Hey, are you a citizen? You're not? Goodbye. Well, what if you send him to the wrong country? Tough. Well, what if he has to go to prison first in El Salvador? Tough. I don't care. I don't care about the sob story of the person who violated my country's immigration laws. I don't care if there's a screw up along the way. You realize that? I don't care. Oh, you accidentally sent him to Mozambique when he's actually from Bangladesh. Welp, hop on a boat, my friend, and have a nice sail. That sounds like a whole lot of not my problem. Goodbye. Let that be a lesson. In fact, I want to be on the record here. I'm, in fact, a supporter of deporting them to the wrong country. So then you have to figure out how to get back to the correct country. You've already proven you're more than willing to cross borders illegally. Maybe that's too far. Or maybe I'm the one who understands how to win. More emails next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I'm officially screwed up. I don't even know what day it is. You know what? I'm not even going to give out the day anymore. I've now referenced it as Tuesday to open the show, which is incorrect. I then switched to Wednesday. Jewish producer Chris messed me up and said it was Thursday on purpose. Now I'm lost. I don't know. We're during the week. I know that because we're doing a show, so it's at some point during the week. What day it is? Who actually knows? We will get to Letitia James and her legal troubles here in a few. I want to do some emails and some other things. I did see this story out of the New York Post. The U.S. yacht industry has been thrown into turmoil by tariffs and crew crackdowns. Quote, my client is canceling his order. You know what? I'm canceling my yacht order too. What, Chris? I decided I'm not getting my yacht anymore. I had this big one planned too. I had all these plans for it, Chris. I was going to get one of those ones with a swimming pool. Have you seen those? I saw one the other. How big is it? I'm still designing it. I mean, I don't know. I haven't put a pen to paper yet on it. Really, it's in the design phase. It's more the design phase. And I've got a lot of stuff on there. I've got, it costs a fortune to store it. I'll find somebody. How hard can it be? Look, here's what you can do. Haven't you ever seen the movies? Ever seen that James Bond movie, Skyfall? Well, it's a sweet movie, one. Two, they go to this abandoned island where there's all these old apartment buildings. I read something on it once. This is a long time ago, and I didn't do any research for the show as per usual, so I can't come up with it. But that island is real. Like, that wasn't just part of the movie. There's abandoned islands like that everywhere. You don't have to pay for storage. Find an abandoned island and just anchor it off of there. What, Chris? How am I going to get back to the mainland? I'm glad you asked. This is another idea I have for my yacht. I have... You obviously know what jet skis are, okay? So here's what I've got on my yacht. They're these tubes, almost like torpedo tubes, in the front of the boat. But they're large torpedo tubes, okay? Have you ever seen the little things the Navy SEALs use when they go underwater? It's like these little underground submarines and things like that. You've never seen the movies? Oh, yeah, you have. Okay. They're these little, I mean, you can fit a couple dudes in this thing. I'm going to have these on my yacht, and they're going to launch out of the front, and I'm going to take a submarine wherever I go. What? What? How am I going to get back? I'm not going to just leave the submarine, man. I'm going to park the submarine. So when I get back, I'm going to go get back in my, no, I'm not going to pay docking fees for the submarine. It's under the water. I'm going to pull up to one of those. I've always dreamt of this. I've always wanted to be on a boat and pull the boat up to a restaurant that's on the water. There's this place here in the Houston area that, no, it's not Topwater. What's this place called? Pier 6. It's called Pier 6 in the Houston area. It's delicious, right? It's delicious. Anyway, what, Corey, you've heard of it? What? What's Corey saying over there? I know it's expensive. I thought I was talking to Corey, not Chris. I realize it's expensive. Whatever. Anyway, the place is on a pier, and we've never actually taken a boat there. We just drive, but people take boats up to it. Anyway, I'm going to take my submarine. I'm going to park it underneath the water outside of a restaurant. No docking fees. People can go above or below. That's fine. When I'm done, I scuba dive back down to my submarine, take it out to my yacht. Anyway, something to think about. Loud bang and a giant fireball. A United flight returns to Denver after a rabbit strike ignites the engine during takeoff. So, you know what I've said to you many, many times before, that I want you and me, I want us always to have our own minds. Don't take whatever anybody says. Anybody. Doesn't matter who it is. Trump, me, anybody. Don't ever take it as gospel. You use your mind, think it through, figure it out if it makes sense to you. So, I'm pretty familiar with rabbits. I used to go rabbit hunting with my dad. I had rabbits tearing up my yard once, and I went and got a pellet gun and took care of the problem. Let's just put it that way. So I'm very, very familiar with rabbits. Chris said, do they taste good? No. I've never thought rabbit meat was very good, and we always had to eat it. Whenever my dad killed rabbits, he'd come home and we'd have to have rabbit stew. I never liked it. Either way, they don't taste good, but whatever. You can survive on them. I'm pretty familiar with rabbits. I would like to know how exactly a rabbit jumped up into a jet engine. That doesn't wash. That doesn't, Chris said, during takeoff. Okay, so is the rabbit, does he have extra leaping ability during takeoff, Chris? I mean, look, I could put 100 rabbits around a commercial airliner and they're never going to reach the necessary height to get into the engine. That doesn't say, it was rabbit LeBron. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, Chris. It doesn't make any sense. You know what? This, you smell that? That smells like something. That's not true. That whatever that is, that's not true. Someone's a dirty liar. And I know that because my chalk has my mind working super sharp now. These are the things you can sniff out when you start a male vitality stack from chalk. Your mind will start going into overdrive, like my submarine that shoots out the end of my boat. Do you want a submarine like that? You can have it if you start taking chalk. That's actually not true, but your testosterone levels will shoot through the roof. Your mind will work good. You'll be in an outstanding mood. Ladies, they have a female vitality stack for you. There's a male vitality stack for the dudes. These are natural herbal supplements that will have you feeling like $1 million. Go get a chalk subscription. And look, I'll tell you this. You give it 90 days. Put it on your calendar. If you don't feel like a new person, cancel your subscription. I want you to. I don't want you to waste money. Maybe it doesn't work for you. Cancel your subscription after 90 days. You are about to have the best summer of your life. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. They may throw in a submarine. They may not. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll make fun of Letitia James' legal problems next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.